Hungry? How about some lab-grown chicken meat for dinner? Yikes. It's the Business News headlines for Wednesday, the 21st day of June. Thanks for being with us. In other news, Fed Chair Powell talks about interest rate hikes yet again. The IRS is improving its handling of returns and answering the phone. Some sad news from the Good Humor Man. And if you got a sweet tooth, a related story. Gas, California, and Washington State made the news today. Is Amazon pulling a Wells Fargo? We've got the Wall Street Report, and math scores among 13-year-olds have tanked. Ready for the news? Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you've taken the time to be with us again today for the Business News Headlines. Want to follow us on Twitter? Yeah, you can find us there. We are at IOB_NewsHour. The U.S. has approved of allowing consumers to purchase lab-grown chicken meat. Not making this up. The Associated Press is reporting that for the first time, U.S. regulators have approved the sale of chicken made from animal cells, allowing two California companies to offer lab-grown meat to the nation's restaurant tables and eventually supermarket shelves. The Agriculture Department gave the green light to Upside Foods and Good Meat, firms that had been racing to be the first in the U.S. to sell meat that doesn't come from slaughtered animals. What's now being referred to as cell-cultivated or cultured meat as it emerges from the laboratory and arrives on dinner plates. The move launches a new era of meat production aimed at eliminating harm to animals and drastically reducing the environmental impacts of grazing, growing feed for animals, and animal waste. Expect traditional agriculture to be upset. In the first of 2 days of testimony on Capitol Hill, Fed Chair Jerome Powell indicated the central bank will continue to raise interest rates because inflation remains high, well above the Fed's target of 2%. Powell said, quote, "Inflation pressures continue to run high, and the process of getting inflation back down to 2% has a long way to go," end quote. And because of those words, and words do matter, investors on Wall Street were shaken and the major indexes closed down for the second day in a row. The numbers? I'll have those for you in just a bit. For decades, the IRS has been working at a disadvantage. Not enough people and old technology has kept the agency from doing the best they can to fund the U.S. government. But all that might be changing. The Associated Press is reporting the IRS has processed tens of millions of tax returns faster this year compared with past years, while getting through to customer service on the phone is slowly improving. But there is a huge need to update the agency's information technology services and have more workers answering calls. But still, it's a vast improvement after years of backlogs and decades of underfunding. The latest update on the IRS from National Taxpayer Advocate Aaron Collins said the agency cut its backlog of unprocessed paper tax returns by 80%, from 13.3 million returns at the end of last year to 2.6 million at the end of this year's filing season. And now 35% of calls are answered compared to just 11% before. So, yeah, there's some progress. For millions of us who grew up in or close to a city, the memory of the bells jingling on the Good Humor truck as it made its way through the streets selling ice cream treats during the summer is something to savor. But some sad news now to report to you. CNN is reporting that Good Humor confirmed that its Toasted Almond Bar, the sweet treat that's been around since the 1960s, is no more. The ice cream maker said in a statement that eliminating the almond-coated vanilla ice cream bar was a necessary but unfortunate decision as it updates its portfolio of products to reflect consumer preferences. Good Humor, owned now by Unilever, actually axed the product last year, but customers are noticing it just now as summer starts. The company's account on Twitter has been replying to distressed customers' complaints and relaying a similar statement. One person tweeted, quote, "Just found out the Good Humor toasted almond bars have been discontinued, and it has ruined my year," end quote. And another posted that Good Humor has, quote, "made the biggest mistake in history," end quote. The toasted almond bar joins the Choco Taco. That was a popular dessert previously made by Klondike, and that's also in the ice cream graveyard. Last summer, the taco-shaped cone was discontinued, angering its loyal consumers. A few weeks after the decision was made, the company said it was considering bringing it back, but it has yet to be shown up on Klondike's website. In yet another related story, it looks like if you fancy chocolate, satisfying your craving is about to get much more expensive. CNN is reporting that cocoa prices have been soaring, and that could drive chocolate prices even higher. Higher prices can be helpful for struggling cocoa farmers, but those prices, along with high prices of key chocolate ingredients, might not be great news for sweet shoppers who are watching their budgets. So far this year, cocoa futures have risen about 21%. As is often the case, higher prices are being driven by demand exceeding supply. This season, cocoa yields are underwhelming, likely due to crop disease and heavy rains. And next season, forecasters are expecting another deficit because of El Niño, a naturally occurring phenomenon in the tropical Pacific Ocean, which, by the way, brings warmer global temperatures. And that means poor conditions for growing cocoa. Meanwhile, demand has stayed strong, particularly in Europe and in Asia. Production issues plus strong demand, it is a recipe for, yeah, higher prices. Welcome to summer driving and higher gas prices, especially if you live in Washington State. CNN is reporting that drivers in Washington are celebrating, well, that's not exactly the right word, they are monitoring the fact that they live in a state that has the most expensive gas in the nation. The average cost of regular gasoline in Washington State has jumped by 32 cents over the past month to $4.93 a gallon, that according to AAA. And that's 7 cents ahead of California, which is notorious for its high prices of everything, especially fuel. According to Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, it is an unusual trend. California had held the unwanted title of America's most expensive state for gas for roughly 95% of the time over the past few years. Washington State's average gas price is nearly $2 a gallon over that of America's cheapest state for fuel. Where is that? Mississippi, where gas prices averaged $3.01 a gallon. The good news is that Americans are paying a lot less for gas than the first day of summer last year, even in Washington, where the average was $5.54 a gallon just a year ago. Hey, you remember when Wells Fargo was opening up accounts and providing insurance options to people who did not know or want them? Well, welcome to the latest news about Amazon. Amazon has been sued by the Federal Trade Commission for allegedly engaging in a years-long effort to enroll consumers without consent into Amazon Prime and then making it difficult for them to cancel their subscriptions. The Associated Press is reporting the agency accused Amazon of using deceptive designs known as dark patterns to deceive consumers into enrolling in Prime, which provides subscribers with perks such as faster shipping for an annual fee of $139 or $14.99 a month. The FTC said Amazon made it difficult for consumers to purchase an item without also subscribing to Prime. In some cases, consumers were presented with a button to complete their transaction, which really didn't clearly state that it would also enroll them in Prime. The lawsuit also comes as Amazon is facing heightened regulatory scrutiny as it moves to expand its e-commerce dominance and dip its toes into other markets, including groceries and healthcare. For the second day in a row, Wall Street ended in the red. The Dow shed 102 points to settle at 33,951, while the Nasdaq lost 165 points to end the trade at 13,502, and the S&P 500 fell by 23 points to close at 4,365. Why? Now you can talk to the Fed. Meanwhile, West Texas Intermediate crude gained $1.28 on the day to close at $72.53 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with kids and math scores that have taken a drastic dive. Math scores among America's 13-year-olds took the biggest plunge on record as setbacks stemming from pandemic school shutdowns have persisted. Average scores on the National Assessment of Educational Progress fell by 9 points in math and 4 points in reading between 2020 and 2023. The test, given to a sample of students countrywide, is known as the Nation's Report Card. A spokesman for the Education Department said that results show that 2 years after returning to in-person classes, the green shoots of academic recovery that we had hoped to see have not materialized. Yes, indeed, the pandemic changed everything. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.